with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting recent leaks of classified information by the Harris-Biden administration are endangering Israel's plans to retaliate against Iran. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Dr. Victoria Coates, vice president of the Heritage Foundation, warns that the classified leaks were very damaging.
Israel has now delayed any retaliation against Iran for the October 1st ballistic missile attack because they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and rethink this and rethink it without consulting with the United States, because there are elements within our own administration that are willing to expose this because they're in favor of the Iranians, not Israel.
Dr. Coates served as deputy national security advisor in the first Trump administration. Her complete This Week on the Hill interview will be broadcast on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. on the Salem News Channel. Former GOP Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says Kamala Harris has yet to define a clear reason for voters to elect her on November 5th.
Well, first it was you're weird if you don't vote for her. Then she's the candidate of joy. Then she's really a moderate and she has a Glock and will shoot people. Then they walked that back. Then she was the candidate of change, and then she said, well, I wouldn't do anything different from what Joe Biden has done.
Former Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The former longtime CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch has pleaded not guilty to federal sex trafficking and interstate prostitution charges. Michael Jeffries declined to comment Friday as he entered the plea in federal court in Central Islip, New York. He's free on $10 million bond and is due back in court on December 12th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 259 points, the Nasdaq rose 103. This is SRN News. A new study of America's men.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 66% of adult males say the primary way they learned how to be a man was from listening to their father. Mom helped some, too, and then there's social media. 18% of young poll respondents say what they see on the web has influenced how they believe they should behave as a man. Meanwhile, the Pew report reveals that young women are much more influenced by social media, more than twice as much as men. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The international abortion campaign is now targeting Antigua and Barbuda. Doctors, nurses, and activists there are fighting a law that largely bans abortions, igniting a debate about the issue on the tiny Twin Island nation. A top local court ruled this month that a legal challenge launched by a doctor and a nonprofit organization will go ahead as it dismissed the government's motion to strike the case. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Russia's central bank raising its key interest rate by 2 percentage points today to a record 21%. That's in an effort to combat growing inflation. Trouble at Spirit Airlines, the budget carrier, cutting jobs and selling off jets worth millions as aims to cut costs amid ongoing financial struggles. AAA says gasoline is down a nickel over the last week. The average price nationwide now stands at $3.14. Yet two more members of the Los Angeles Times editorial board have resigned after the newspaper's owner blocked its plan to endorse Kamala Harris. Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 259 points, S&P 500 off a fraction, the NASDAQ was up 103. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.